Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. Weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X1075.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. Normally, we just have some regular good news and bad news to start the show. But today, we have some bonus good news. Would you like that first, Mahoney?
Bonus good news.
Bonus good news.
I mean, I guess.
Sylvia is back.
Hey, guys.
She had to take the day off yesterday.
Yeah.
And the bonus good news is that she is back and she is with child.
What?
Oh, congratulations.
I was texting her yesterday, and she said that she wasn't feeling good when she woke up.
Yeah.
Dizzy, almost blacked out.
Yeah.
Had to go to the doctor, and sure enough, she is pregnant.
Oh, congratulations.
I have a name.
You do?
I do.
Is it Mahoney?
I actually got to her first.
Yeah.
It is David Santiago Alvarado.
First come, first serve, man.
Yeah. Which is ironically how she also got pregnant.
Yeah.
I hope you have a girl.
She will be a lovely David Santiago Alvarado.
Name doesn't change, regardless of the gender.
End up on a pole.
Yeah. It's good money here in Las Vegas. Don't knock it till
you try. Sexy child.
Yes.
Okay. Well, welcome back, Sylvia. We're glad you're not dead,
and we missed you too.
You're feeling better.
Yeah.
Now we don't know who the father is. Could be one of any 30-some gentlemen that live in the neighborhood, but we'll just have to wait and see.
Good luck with that.
Nine short months from now, we should know.
It's like the lottery.
Yeah.
Sometime in January.
January, February, somewhere in there. Yeah, it'll be nice.
But instead of winning $1 million, you
lose $1 million.
About a quarter of $1 million.
But you gain the love and affection of some sweet child named David Santiago Alvarado.
Okay.
It does have a nice ring to it. I will say that. I even told Dave.
I was like, I was just like messing around. That's actually a pretty good name.
Pretty strong.
Yeah, I'm going to keep that.
All right. Well, now back to the normal good news and bad news. What do you want first there, Mahoney?
Let's start off today, Dave, with some bad news.
Two friends find a duck at a McDonald's and proceed to fight over it. Yes, a guy named Neil Edward Cecil of Chester, England, turned 40 a few weeks ago, big milestone birthday there.
Mm-hmm.
And him and his 31-year-old friend, Lee Godon, were out drinking when they stopped at a McDonald's for some food because, you know.
That's how you celebrate, man.
Yeah.
You're out drinking, you're kind of hungry. Let's just duck into this McDonald's real quick.
Okay.
And while they were eating, a duck randomly waddled into the place. And they started, for whatever reason, arguing about the duck. Not exactly sure what the argument was about.
Do you think alcohol or narcotics may be involved here?
Alcohol definitely involved, because the whole thing is they were out day drinking whenever this started.
Uh-huh.
And so not exactly sure what part of the duck they were arguing about. We just know that it was duck related.
Do they want to like keep it? Because he doesn't want to keep a duck.
They started brawling and fought. And then the cops showed up and they fought with the cops too, who were trying to break it up. This week,
were the cops trying to take the duck, Dave?
I don't know.
Is that what was going on here? They were just trying to, you know, press their luck and keep that duck?
What a bunch of mother duckers.
That's right.
They were both in court this week, got 12 months of probation and $108 fines. Which
seems low.
Seems low, I mean, and oddly specific.
That will buy you a lot of double cheeseburgers at McDonald's with that $108. What if that duck was just going in to get some fries, and next thing you know, a brawl breaks? You know, he just waddles in, you know, just for some afternoon, some hot, fresh McDonald's fries, which are the greatest in the universe.
Mm.
And
when they are hot, they are delicious. When they are anything except for hot, they are awful.
It's disgusting.
Just got awful.
There should be a law against serving unhot McDonald's fries.
Well, some good news today as well. Braxton Morales, he is 17 years old, and he lives in a tiny town in southwest Kansas. And this month, he is graduating high school and college at the same time.
Can you do that?
The Dave Mahoney Morning Show present. Are you smarter than a community college dropout?
You can graduate college and high school. How can you graduate college and high school at the same time? Shouldn't you have to graduate high school before you graduate college?
You would think.
Yeah, if you're very smart.
This young man is graduating from a little college called Harvard.
Huh.
He skipped the fourth grade when he was younger,
okay,
but still felt bored at school, so his parents enrolled him in some classes at a few local universities. When he was 11, they signed him up for classes through Harvard's extension program, again at 11, so he could take classes online too. He graduated from high school this past Sunday, and he'll get his bachelor's degree from Harvard next Thursday. Then he plans to go to law school. He's 17.
We are not on his level.
He's not the first kid genius to graduate from Harvard early, but usually those kids leave high school early, and he didn't. He just did them in tandem. I didn't know that you could go to Harvard without a high school diploma.
Apparently.
I mean, maybe they were so impressed that he's so young and so smart.
I feel like this is going to get a lot of people like, yeah, I almost went to Harvard.
I was doing
the dual track like this young kid, Braxton Morales of whatever, Kansas.
Turns out he is the first person to ever successfully pursue a four-year high school degree and a bachelor's degree from Harvard at the same time. And frankly, this kid is kind of annoying.
Yeah, like, oh, I'm so bored.
Oh, yeah, I'm so bored at school.
He's going to be one of these guys who becomes a lawyer and a doctor.
Oh, I'm so bored.
He's
going to
be that guy.
Yeah.
Well, I'm a lawyer and a doctor. Yeah. Call me Dr. Lawyer.
At 17 years old, my friend, congratulations. You have peaked way too soon.
OBC 2019, night 2, June 7th, live at the Chelsea Inside the Cosmopolitan. Featured artist, K-Flay.
I wish I could find a place to even buy beer at 17.
Man. I know, right?
Pathetic.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Would you ever stop talking if you had the voice from World's Wildest Police Chase videos? Personally, I wouldn't. Everything would just sound so intense and so badass.
Message deleted.
What does that guy's voice sound like? I'm not super familiar.
I have a clip here.
There's nothing like that stolen new car smell. And they won't let cops or anyone else stink up their joyride.
I'll take a blooming onion with a steak and fries. I don't feel like that guy's got that great of a voice.
No.
I feel like he was available.
Yeah. He's the only person that was like, right? Okay, I'll do
He's like a former cop and available.
Yeah.
No, I feel like if you had the movie trailer voice, like the In a World.
Don Lonfontaine, R.I.P.
Who's passed away.
The greatest voice of all
time.
But
if you had that voice,
you would talk all the time.
Oh, my God.
Just to hear yourself talk.
Yeah. But this guy, I feel like if he's talking like that and he's like trying to like say something like, you know, romantic.
You're really turning me on, girl.
World's Wildest Police Chase videos. Personally, I wouldn't. Everything would just sound so intense and so badass.
See, it doesn't really sound that intense and that badass, does it?
Well, that was the guy.
There's nothing like that stolen new car smell.
There's nothing like that stolen new car smell. Girl, I would like to put your toes in my mouth and hit down on the accelerator.
The way that you're taking off your bra excites
me. There's nothing like that stolen new car smell.
What is that smell?
And they won't let cops or anyone else stink up their joyride.
You're really stinking up my bedroom, girl.
This little piggy went to my mouth.
What's with you and the toes, man?
Yeah, Jesus. I feel like this guy's got a foot fetish.
No.
Let's just move on. After the toe.
Whatever.
So I was thinking this the other day. Why did somebody invent the pool noodle? That is like the laziest object to ever be thrown into a pool, and I'm sure somebody is making millions of dollars off of it.
Message deleted.
That's why they invented it.
Are pool noodles patented?
Sure.
Are they, you think?
Everything's patented.
Can you paddle a pool noodle?
Patent a pool noodle? Sure. Yeah. You can patent anything. Like, literally.
Hi, I'm calling to patent the pool noodle. Oh, well. That is sexy when you say
it
like
that.
The
pool noodle is an essential part of pool life now.
Yeah, I mean.
It's the best all-around utility item you can have in a pool.
Makeshift wiffle ball bat if you need to slap somebody in the face.
Sure.
Makeshift floaty if you have three or four of them.
But you can float any way you want. You'd be, you know, over your, between your arms.
Uh-huh. Oh, you're like in the back?
Between your legs.
Between the legs, you know, which feels kind of sexy.
When you're pretending to ride a horse.
Yeah. Makeshift telescope if necessary. I see you.
That's right.
A bullhorn.
All sorts of things. The pool noodle is by far the best pool item without a doubt.
Better than, say, a floaty with a cup holder?
Yeah, because you have to blow up floaties. Like, that's the problem with floaties. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of work involved. As like, you want to, like, look good on the gram and, like, oh, I got a piece of pizza that I'm floating around on or one of those stupid swans.
Swans.
I just got engaged. Here's my engagement ring floaty.
Oh, no. Those things, clams.
Like, unless you have...
What? They're like clams. Like clam floaties. You've seen those.
What? I've Sylvia.
Unless you have a air compressor, those things are a bitch to blow up. It's a lot of work. Pull floaties out the box. They don't even have a box. That's how awesome they are. You don't even have to take them out of the box.
You just go in the store and just grab as many as your little arms can hold, your little crocodile arms.
You go to Walmart and there's a bin. Choose your color and you're good to go.
Please leave a message after the tone.
So you know what I've started doing? I've started getting in front of a slow walker and then slowing down in front of them. And then they pass me, and then I pass them super quick. I don't know why, but I really like it.
Message deleted.
That would drive me nuts.
No, don't play their game, man.
Well, I can't slow down. If you're already walking slow, like for me to slow down to a pace that is slower than the slow walker, that pains me just to think about it.
See, the slow walker, that thing never happens. In cars, it happens all the time. The other day, I was driving down the road, and the speed limit's 35,
yeah.
And there's a guy going 22 miles an hour, and I just wanted to pass him and go in front of him and start going 18.
No, slow walkers, man, when they walk in groups of like four wide, like what are you doing? Like two wide at the most. When you're walking four or six, your whole stupid family holding hands, blocking the whole damn walkway, you monsters.
Where does that happen to you?
I know.
Like, when does that happen?
God,
all the time.
What you're thinking today.
Matt Costco.
Whoever is paying
the park.
These groups of people to torture Mahoney with slow walking,
hands.
I applaud you.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
When you walk as much as I do.
Oh, okay. Is that what it is?
I'm at a mall.
You're walking too slow.
And they won't let cops or anyone else stink up their joyride.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
Is there going to be a point where we hit critical mass with all of these technology companies spying on us, or are we just like whatever? Just take my crappy information.
We're going to get dated. Nobody over cares. Time.
Pushback.
I think we already are.
Pushback is going to happen, and it is happening. We just need the government to step in and say, "Hey, clowns, stop following people around online." Like we. Using your service does not give you complete access to every facet of my life. And the government needs to really crack down and fine some of these big tech companies large amounts of money. Otherwise, they're going to just keep doing it.
Google has been tracking their customer spending habits and keeping a permanent record online. The Silicon Valley company has previously promised to honor privacy, but has been saving the shopping history of customers via email receipts sent to their Gmail accounts. It includes songs bought on different music accounts, eBay, Amazon purchases, monthly subscriptions, even delivery notes. So the data spans back up to a decade. And to delete the vast catalog, it's a long-winded process. So that's what they do. They make you can delete it,
but it's
just too much of a pain in the ass for anyone to really care.
So my problem with this, I have no problem if I buy it through Google or if I buy it through Amazon, if I'm using your service, like, if I buy something through Amazon and Amazon tracks it, okay. I'm using your service. But by you taking information from other services, that's where it starts to get a little weird and wonky. And I know a lot of people are like, who cares if they're doing that? Where does it stop?
Right.
Like, your medical records next, you know, like, everything.
Thing with Amazon, the idea that they're recording and listening to the conversations that they're able to pick
Which
up through Amazon Alexa.
Everybody
so
is.
So if Apple's doing that too with
Apple,
their HomePods,
Google,
all of that.
And
Google's doing the same thing. So if they're all doing that, then let's say, for example, a lot of people have home security cameras that they have up in their house.
Yeah.
Are they also recording those and going back and reviewing all of that footage?
Like,
because now all of a sudden you're talking about there being a video camera in your house that some corporation has access to and they're hiring random people. And so if you're walking around your house naked by yourself, all of a sudden.
As you do.
Right?
You want to be free.
You know, it's your house. You do what you want to do. Yeah, like, can you go into my Ring and look at what's going on in my house from that company?
Right.
Because I just spent hours on Ring.
Oh, boy.
Here we go. My favorite story.
Here we go.
So petty.
Go ahead. It's fine.
I got a letter in the mail from my HOA saying, you have weeds in your yard. We had literally just weeded our yard like 3 days before. One single weed they take a picture of.
And so you have a Ring camera that shows the front of your house.
And I'm like, is this the HOA? Is this a neighbor narking us out? Who is it? I have to know. Because if it's the HOA, like, fine.
Whatever.
You can't really fight with the HOA.
I'm not mad.
Yeah.
But if it's somebody who was narking me out, it's on. Was not the HOA.
It was somebody narking
you? It was a neighbor. And they got out of their car.
Oh.
Stop.
And took a picture. as a frequent neighborhood walker, know who exactly who this is.
And do they have weeds in their yard?
They do have weeds in their yard.
You take pictures.
So now,
how inconvenient for them.
You have just opened up a, I'm a man who does not have anything to lose. I don't have any discernible or real hobbies or skills or anything to do with most of my day after this show is done.
Right. So he has got all of the free time in the world.
There is nothing that motivates me. Money, sex, fame. None of that motivates me like spite.
Spite and revenge.
Yeah.
Spite is the single biggest motivator in my life.
When you were looking through your through the footage, did you
my
fiance
see
white?
In the other room, and I'm like, oh, this, you know, and I'm like, come look at it. And it's on. We'll just say that. But can Ring access that information? I don't know. That would be...
Because in this case, it would be very helpful if you could just call them and be like, hey, I know that you're monitoring all of the footage outside of my house.
You want to do me a solid?
Can you tell me which neighbor is narking me out to the HOA? Thank you.
Like, there's a lot of cars that drive by my house.
Yeah.
God.
And they actually help you. Like, we got you, bro.
Well, speaking of the government stepping in and doing things, how about this? The FCC is talking about putting together a plan to kill robocalls, which is necessary because it has gotten totally out of control.
Insane.
The people that are fighting back against this are debt collectors. So the ACA International, the trade association that represents the debt collection industry, also there's a trade association that represents the debt collection industry. They're expressing concerns about a proposed FCC rule that would allow telecom companies to block unwanted robocalls by default.
Okay.
The group said in a statement Friday that the proposal is problematic because it could prevent legitimate businesses from communicating with their customers. That's not how it works if it's a robocall.
Yeah.
If you want to get in touch with me because I haven't paid a bill, feel free to call me. That is absolutely your right. If I've given you my phone number and
don't,
I have...
Don't call me. please don't call
and
me.
And I have borrowed money from you and I'm not paying you back,
please
I would expect you to call. What I don't want is 37 automated calls. Because again, spite is a motivating factor.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
If I'm not paying you, the thing that'll make me pay you last out of all of the long row of people that
is
need to get paid is if you're
blowing
me up nonstop.
Constantly.
Well, it's even one thing, like the political ones, those,
sure.
Like even those I don't get as mad at. It's the fake scam. And
I see that you're in some tax trouble, or hey, I have your IRS information
right
here.
I get this
here.
One
you're
from like, NV Energy. Like, hey, it's so-and-so from NV Energy. And I'm just like, oh, I'm gonna, if I find really? That guy who voiced that robocall, I'm going to murder you. On air! Oh, I'm God. Saying this right now. Whatever your name is, Jim, from wherever, you know, because I know you don't actually work for the energy company.
Hey,
no,
I am
going to,
no,
I got a great lawyer. I am going to murder
you. Don't want to say
with
that.
My
no,
bare hand.
No.
You just choke
you
the life.
No, don't tell them how you're going to do it.
You don't have that good of a lawyer. Nobody does.
No, they will understand because they will have gotten, the jury will have gotten 1,000 of these stupid robocalls from
they
Jim as
the
well.
They show the video of you killing the guy to the jury, and the jury's like,
not guilty.
Hell yes.
Actually, we're going to award him damages.
That was beautiful how he gurgled at the end.
This is the David Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
You're not getting those calls yet. That's why.
I'm not getting the Jim from NBA.
Yeah, I would. Yeah. I mean, maybe if we.
Or maybe I am. I just don't answer any of them.
Hey,
I'm going to start answering them all now. Hoping it's Jim. Hi, Jim.
Put it on voice.
You're going to die. I know exactly how.
Nick Cage alert.
It's Cage.
I just acquired 2 King Cobras.
Or Stage.
Amanda is joining us this morning here on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show for what could be the honor of a lifetime. Amanda, not just for you, but also for us, because delving into the life of Nicolas Cage is a treat for all. Are you familiar with Nicolas Cage's work?
I am.
Do you have a favorite Nicolas Cage movie?
I said Face Off, but everyone's been saying that, so Family Man.
Family Man?
Yeah, that was a good one.
I don't even remember Family Man.
Really?
I missed that one.
Oh, that's an awesome movie. He's like a rich guy, but then he gets sent back in time to relive his life if he didn't focus on work and just family.
You mean
so
like...
So good.
Like
every holiday movie,
yeah.
Essentially, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, but right. With Nicolas Cage.
That was from 2000.
Like Hook or like, what was that movie with Adam Sandler? Click or whatever
Click,
it was.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, no, it's whatever the one with Jimmy Stewart.
Miracle and whatever.
34th Street?
Yeah,
yeah,
that one.
Yeah, sure. All right, so here we go. We have got 5 facts for you. You're trying to get 3 out of these 5 correct. You're trying to figure out whether these are real life things that happened to Nicolas Cage or if they are plot lines from a movie, okay?
Okay.
First up, he commandeered a plane's PA system and was almost arrested when it was revealed that his friend had taped an 8-ball of cocaine to his ankle. His friend was Charlie Sheen. Is that Cage or stage?
I'm going to say stage.
Stage sounds like the correct answer. Unfortunately, that's real life.
It happened.
That's real life, folks.
Was that during the Tiger Blood era?
No, I think it was before the Tiger Blood era, right, Ian? Yeah, it was a little before that.
Yes, long before that.
All right, let's have a listen.
I did not know that Charlie had an eight ball of cocaine wrapped around his ankle. Nor did he know that halfway through the flight that I was going to grab the PA and announce to the passengers that I was the pilot and that I was not feeling well and that I was losing control of the aircraft.
No, you can't. Good Lord.
No. And then when we landed,
the pilot
came out and
I'm not feeling well.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, my God.
Pre-9/11, I have to assume.
Body scanners, right? Because they probably noticed the eight ball of cocaine strapped to your ankle, Charlie. All right. Next up, he once witnessed a shooting at a boxing match and just a few days later had to escape an Atlantic City hurricane. Is that cage or stage?
Cage.
Caged is...
Incorrect, I'm sorry.
That was actually Snake Eyes,
that was
right?
a plot line Snake for Snake Eyes. Eyes. Yeah.
Doesn't it feel nice to contribute to society for a change?
You got a bad attitude, you hypocrite! What makes you think you're better than me?
My friend Cyrus. Everybody loves Rick Santoro.
All right. So you've got two incorrect. You must get the next three right, okay?
Okay.
All right. Cage or stage, he purchased a 9-foot-tall pyramid that will eventually house his remains once he dies.
Cage.
Are you sure?
No. Cage.
Yes. Yes.
That's a thing.
Nicolas Cage actually bought a 9-foot-tall pyramid, I believe in New Orleans,
yep,
right?
Yes,
that is going to house his remains once he passes away.
That's pretty solid.
I mean, it's no kiss coffin, but it'll have to do. It'll have to do.
All right, here we go. He wanted to become a Hollywood screenwriter, but could not face his demons with alcohol. So in a last-ditch effort, he decided to move to Las Vegas to drink himself to death. Is that cage or stage?
He does live here. Cage?
Are you sure about that?
Stage?
Stage is right.
Oh,
probably his most critically acclaimed movie ever.
Leaving Las Vegas.
Yeah.
Leaving Las Vegas.
Which he has not.
Oh, man.
He's still here. Sorry.
Okay, he has not left Las Vegas. That is very true.
He has not.
It's entirely possible that one actually will come to fruition. Maybe he will drink himself to death.
Nah,
he has.
It's happening right now.
No.
Right now, today.
It's a national treasure.
All right. Another great movie.
Great plot for number three.
So we've given you a little bit of help, but you have two correct, two incorrect. It all comes down to this fifth and final one. And I warn you, it's not going to be that easy. Is this cage or stage? He was bailed out of jail by a bounty hunter. And it was actually Dog the Bounty Hunter.
Is that caged?
Cage.
Or staged?
That's cage.
For the win, you are correct.
Was it Dog the Bounty Hunter? Bail him out.
So this actually brings us back to last week. If you recall, we did the story about him getting arrested in New Orleans for punching cars when he got into an argument with his wife about whether or not
it was their house
because they were both drunk. Dog the Bounty Hunter actually bailed him out of jail in New Orleans. And here's some audio of Dog talking about it. Is this just the theme song?
I thought we had a clip of Dog the Bounty Hunter. Who sings that awful? Who is that?
Is it Ozzy?
It's
Ozzy.
Yeah, it's like 2000s Ozzy.
The Bounty.
Do you want me to ruin?
No.
I'm going to ruin your entire week right now.
Why?
Dog the Bounty Hunter's hair? Half of it's a weave.
Stop it.
No,
it is not. You take
it's
that back. You
it's
take that back. You
it's
son
true.
Of a bitch.
It's
that's
a
not
true.
True.
That's not true. It's not real. That beautiful feathered mullet. Fake. Keep it on the house alive.
HD
61 to Rump Las Vegas. Live from the Dollar Loan Center Don'tBeBroke.com studios. Your home for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show and Real Alternative X1075.
It's top stories! Here's what's making news.
So it looks like Robert Kraft has beat this sex spa case.
Of course he
has. His lawyers really put a good licking on the prosecution. the judge
brought it to him.
The judge, Leonard Hassner, declared that he would not have to appear in court for a calendar call while a separate judge banned the hidden camera footage that is being used in the trial of the four women who are working at the Orchids of Asia Day Spa. Prosecutors in the Kraft case also filed a motion for stay and extension of speedy trial in court on Monday in a move that all but cemented the fact that he would walk free, according to his lawyer. Also on Monday, prosecutors admitted that police did, in fact, break federal law when they filmed individuals at the Orchids of Asia Spa who are not recipients of any acts that were illicit, and instead just to the location to get a massage. You can't just start filming people while they're getting naked because you think other people may be doing something wrong.
That's not how the law works. You're the police.
You should know that.
You should know this, Florida.
It was also revealed at the same hearing that 10 individuals who appeared to be soliciting the prostitution were not charged after authorities determined the footage of the men was inconclusive. There was no explanation, however, for the multiple women who visited the Orchids of Asia Day Spa back in January who were being watched by members of law enforcement. So, again, there was a bunch of women going there for just massages as well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And these cops are creeping on these naked women, too, which is, again, against the law.
I really hope that this comes back even more so on these idiots who thought this was a good idea.
Sure.
Yeah, if you're publicly going to go after and try to humiliate and charge a billionaire, you better have things buttoned up.
I don't care about, like, here's the thing. I don't give a damn about Robert Kraft. I'm not a Patriots fan. I don't give two.
Well, you said it 100 times, and we don't want to root for Robert Kraft in this situation.
You're forced to.
But you have forced us into the. I am rooting for every person who went in there who was shamed, who was wrongfully accused.
They were embarrassed.
Like, just. The cops who did this sting need to be investigated because it's funny that, like, they're supposed to be enforcing the law when they're actually breaking the law. But I have a feeling that this case is probably going to be far from over because, again, like you said, most people like you and I, we don't have the vast resources to sue for years.
Robert Kraft has unlimited resources to keep going after them and keep going after them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He'll hire Gronk as his lawyer.
Gronk, now that he's retired, is available.
He's going into law school.
So Vienna beef hot dogs being recalled because they might contain metal fragments? More than 2,000 pounds of Vienna beef hot dogs are being recalled because they might contain metal fragments, according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Ask me about my wiener!
You can literally put anything in a hot dog, except for that.
Except for that, yeah.
Except for that. Hey, keep the wood out. Keep the metal out.
Ask me about my wiener.
Vienna's supposed to be like the
high-end wieners, right?
Yeah, yeah. Vienna. It's either Vienna or Nathan's, or occasionally the Hebrew National.
Mm-hmm.
Also.
So Facebook research is developing robots that can feel, like physically feel, not emotionally feel. Because
that'd be kind of weird.
They're modeling it after Mark Zuckerberg, so it can physically feel, not emotionally feel.
Like you're talking touch,
yes,
not emotion.
Facebook leans extensively on its artificial intelligence and machine learning systems to keep the site online and harmful content off of it, is what they said, which is total horse crap. Facebook on Monday shared details about three additional areas of research that could eventually lead to more capable and curious AI. You know what? I would take an enemy government developing AI that has the ability to go beyond any AI that we've seen before over Facebook.
Really?
Facebook, I trust.
Can we just not have anybody like the machine learning? Like, it's amazing what they're learning.
The machines are fine right now. They're fine. Do they need to get smarter?
We have seen.
I don't think so.
No.
We have seen the Matrix, man.
I'm already on the bottom half of human intelligence. I don't need all machines to also be smarter than me.
Yeah.
It's too much. I'm already behind. New York might make it illegal to text and walk A bill in New York State Senate seeks to ban pedestrians from using portable electronic devices while crossing the road. Fines range from $25 up to $250. The statewide ban would include texting, checking emails, browsing the internet, and exceptions for emergencies. I think this is stupid. It's overexerting the rule of law, right? Like, if people should not be texting while they're walking in a crosswalk. But no. It happens in New York City constantly because you're in this huge group of people. It's not like you're walking across a 10-lane road as a pedestrian. You're in this huge group of people, and you're on your phone, you're busy. I get why people do it. Trying to decide that you're going to start fining people for this just seems excessive to me.
There's just too many... There's too many streets, man. Like, you're constantly, like, every block, you're caught, you know, there's way too many streets. And also, a little bit unnecessary. I get the, when you're, you know, commanding a 3,000-pound vehicle that can run over people, but if you're just some dummy who's going to walk into a manhole, that's on you.
That's on you.
That's like, on you.
So, sometimes you just have to let things...
I mean, I feel sorry if there's, like, a guy down
there.
There's
a guy working. Ow!
Excuse me.
Hello.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
The sweet sounds of a laundromat.
Dirty laundry.
So Ian will go out around town and he'll talk to people at laundromats, get them to reveal their dirty secrets to him. It's called dirty laundry for that reason. But he's found one particular bar laundromat, which always brings the interesting characters out. And today is no exception. Paint the picture for us. What time of day was this and what did this individual look like?
Dave, this was actually around 2 p.m. This was last week. I was actually walking into the bar laundromat. It was a nice day, sunny. I wouldn't necessarily say it was hot, but it was comfortable. I was craving a drink, so I was going into the bar laundromat. And this gentleman was actually walking out, but I had to follow him all the way to the bus stop because I can't let a guy who's wearing a trench coat and rainbow earrings and also big headphones around his head go that
were
easily.
Were they dangly earrings? Yes. Or were they
the studs?
Very dangly.
Very dangly.
Oh, very okay. dangly. Yes. So just that picture right there. He was about my height. I would say probably early 30s. Terrible facial hair, like peach fuzz kind of facial hair.
I see.
So based just off of that, what do you guys think this guy is into? Judge the book by its cover.
Well, if he's wearing rainbow earrings, does he have an affinity for other men, perhaps?
Maybe.
Okay.
Maybe. That's what I was thinking, too.
The trench coat is a big detail, also.
Yeah, I mean, when I think of trench coat, I think of...
flashers.
Like, he doesn't have anything under.
Either a dude that's going to show you his junk or a bunch of exotic watches that he's willing to sell you.
Exotic. Oh, that's an interesting description of those watches.
All right, well, let's see if you guys are close.
All right.
Dirty laundry.
Okay, so I was at the bar laundromat and I met this gentleman. How are you, sir?
I'm doing wonderful.
So, how's the day going?
Beautifully. I mean, can't blame it. Wonderful weather right now. Wonderful people out.
So I told you, the segment's called Dirty Laundry. I'm looking for something you've never told anybody before, and you immediately told me you're an open book. You will tell people anything. So tell me something, man. What do you got for me?
Oh, listen, I like to watch hentai on the regular as an entertainment value, not as just, you know.
Hold on. Just for all of the radio audience right now, hentai, isn't that like anime porn?
Yes, it is, really. That is it is much more than just anime itself, but animation.
From my knowledge, and excuse my ignorance here, like, I'm thinking animated girls in schoolgirl outfits with big tantalizing busts. Am I correct?
To an extent, yes. I mean, most people will definitely say hentai is just, that just not anime with tentacles everywhere? But that it is much more than that. There is definitely, I mean... You know, coming from a person that is trying to defend hentai itself from someone that enjoys it. I mean, see, hearing the voice actors itself and listening for the one audio cue of the man that is literally the same audio cue across 50 different other animations. It is just phenomenal. And honestly, I'm never bored of it.
So this isn't a sexual thing at all for you? And be honest with me.
Oh, it's definitely business and pleasure. Cannot deny that it is definitely for pleasure, but at the same time, pleasure on different levels, of course.
Now, when it comes to the pleasure aspect, is there any one particular maybe theme or detail that crosses that threshold from entertainment to pleasure with you? Is it the tentacles or the triple G's? What are you into, man?
I'm more of a, you know, heartfelt kind of looking for a slice of life, looking for the romance in there.
What's the craziest hentai you've ever watched? Because I know that they tend to... Well, no, I don't know. They tend to get a little out there.
probably the most recent one that I've seen. I mean, I saw thumbnails, but I did not actually watch it. It had to deal with face huggers, and I will leave it at that. A lot of impregnation. I'm not one for interspatial kind of intercourse, but you know, when you're trying to find new and
you're watching alien sex,
you gotta diversify it.
How often do you a day on average?
On average, I'd say about 2 to 3 times.
Single, taken, on the market, off the market?
Oh, taken.
Really? How long has this relationship been going on?
9 years.
Are they okay with your infatuation with hentai?
I wouldn't say I'm not infatuated by hentai. I'm definitely engrossed by the content of it. Yes, they're more or less okay with it.
Have they ever watched it with you?
Yes. I've actually shown them because they have not watched hentai before. So they were more than open to me giving a suggestion and them actually watching it.
And did that lead to sexy time?
No.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
So straight or gay? Did we determine?
He's straight.
Okay.
Yes, right. But he prefers animated over.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
Cirque du Soleil has a new show called RUN, and they're saying it could reshape the Luxor.
RUN?
Really? RUN, like run.
Yeah.
The
like,
president.
Is it a Run DMC?
Oh, man.
It is
Cirque du Soleil?
But it is a collaboration. So Run, billed as Cirque's first live-action thriller production, is set to open on October 24th at Luxor's 1,500-person theater. Uh-huh. They announced the show on April 30th, and they're saying that Robert Rodriguez, who's a filmmaker that you're probably aware of, is going to be writing the show.
Okay.
That's cool.
He's a very talented writer, director.
Chris Angel's Mind Freak was previously in that theater and has since been moved, but Robert Rodriguez in action, Cirque du Soleil, sounds interesting to me.
I like the idea very much so. You know, I think it's a different take. You know, you're moving away from the, you know, kind of tried and true method of here, let's pair it with a musical artist like the Beatles or Elvis
or Michael Jackson.
Yeah. So, okay.
That's pretty cool.
Dallas Cowboys star Ezekiel Elliott was handcuffed by the cops, not arrested, but was detained by the police after a scuffle involving event staff at EDC here in Las Vegas. Officials said this yesterday. The 23-year-old running back was detained briefly at about 3 a.m. on Saturday near a gate to the overnight EDC at the Las Vegas Motor Speedway after cops saw him push a security officer to the ground.
What are you doing, man?
The security guard, who was the victim of the misdemeanor battery, refused to press charges. Cell phone video posted on TMZ show him speaking with a woman and then several security and event staff members, including one who fell backward over a metal parking barricade before the cops arrived. He was then handcuffed and led away. His agent said that he was released shortly after the video ends, that the event security misconstrued the situation and overreacted, and that Ezekiel Elliott left Las Vegas for Dallas to be with his youth football camp on Sunday. Do you think he was still rolling?
Probably. What are you doing, man? Like, who gets into a fight at EDC?
Literally nobody.
Yes.
Everybody's super happy.
All of the arrests are because of drugs.
Yes.
There's almost never any arrest for anything but drugs.
And the naked guy.
The
naked guy.
But that kind of leads to...
I mean, that was on the drugs.
That's because of the drugs.
He wasn't hurting anybody. Yeah. He was just... You can't be...
There's some correlation.
You can't be that naked guy.
So they released the best states in the entire country. The United States ranked. The U.S. News and World Report evaluated all 50 states in healthcare, education, economy, infrastructure, opportunity, fiscal stability, crime, and environment to create a comprehensive ranking of all of the states. Mm-hmm. And Nevada?
Where are we at? Middle of the pack?
Yeah, 37.
Lower middle.
It's okay.
Passing grade?
It'd be like a C.
The reason I don't believe it. Number one was Washington State, which doesn't surprise me. They rank at the top of a lot of these lists.
It's a 75.
That's a 75?
Okay.
I mean, that's if you 37 out of 50. Yeah, I don't know.
Are you sure that's right?
I don't know. Divided by 50.
New Hampshire was number 2. Minnesota was number 3. Okay. Utah was number 4.
Whatever.
But the reason why I don't buy this is because Nevada is number 37. Florida is number 13.
Not a chance.
Get out of here.
No way.
Is Missouri higher than us?
28.
No.
Okay. This thing is garbage.
This is garbage. Uh-uh. Get out of here. Who's below us? That's what I want to know. Where are you?
So Texas is right below us.
Texas is actually a pretty solid state. I don't want to live there ever again, but a solid state.
The bottom are Oklahoma.
Yeah, it sucks.
Arkansas.
Yeah, Arkansas sucks.
New Mexico.
New Mexico's not bad.
South Carolina.
You from South Carolina? Yeah. Tell me. South Carolina. Is it better or worse than Florida?
It's better than Florida for sure.
Okay.
Mississippi.
Yeah.
Is 48. Alabama is 49.
How's that not 50?
Yeah.
Louisiana is 50. Which I don't.
Really?
Louisiana has some redeeming qualities. Like, what is redeeming about Arkansas?
Nothing.
Nothing. Yeah, what is redeeming about Mississippi?
It's easy to spell.
Sylvia, spell Mississippi.
MISSISSIPPI.
All right, good.
Yeah.
That's really.
Education.
All right.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
I think the next big technological scientific advancement for animals is going to be miniature tigers and lions. Like, basically, like, figure out a way to, like, have a tiger cub, but it never gets bigger than being a tiger cub. Think about it. You can own a tiger, but it's always this little cuddly monster instead of a giant big tiger. I don't know, guys. That's the brave new world that I'm hoping for.
Message deleted.
That's called a cat, my friend.
And they're plotting to kill you.
Yep. They do want to kill you, but they never get big enough to kill you. But yes, that's just called a cat.
No, but can you imagine, like, a little lion roaming around?
No.
A little mane.
Yes. Also, like Dave said, cats.
Cats. Just get a big fluffy cat and shave it so it has a mane.
They have those micro pigs. Are you guys aware of the micro pigs?
Super tiny.
Yes.
Yes. But what people are doing, and I imagine if these small lions and tigers and bears, oh my, were miniaturized, mini bears. Kind of cool.
Mini bears?
Mini bears.
Oh, yes.
That'd
much
be
more
really
cuddle.
Cute.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
But what they're doing with these pigs is that they're selling them as micro pigs when they are not, and then they grow to be 300 pounds of pig. Imagine what happens when your tiger or your panther grows to be full size. That's your ass.
Can't you create a bond that...
No.
I saw a video the other day of this lady who raised these lions when they were cubs, and she's like on the back of a truck and they come running up and they're just like loving on her.
Yeah.
And, but then their way of showing affection is by putting her head in their mouth.
Yeah.
And you're like,
guys.
If one of them just like all of a sudden instinct kicks in, it's like,
oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Like, one gets dumped. You don't know what kind of, you know, he loses his job.
Having a rough week.
He's having a bad mood.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He sneezes wrong.
Stubs his toes. He's running up to see her.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no mouse to pull the splinter out.
That's right.
Please leave a message after the tone.
You know, all of the Game of Thrones houses, they all have their, like, slogan, right? Like, winter is coming and what is dead may never die. What would your family's slogan be? I think my family would be, we who smelt it, dealt it.
Message deleted.
You've always disappointed your father.
I mean, there's like six of us left in my family, so,
Yeah, you got to get procreating, man. Your family's dwindling.
Nah,
is it because you don't talk to them?
No, we talk. I talk to my family all the time, but there's six of us.
That's me.
Yeah, there's only six people in his whole family.
Yeah.
Oh.
Like grandparents, my dad.
Get to it, man.
Yeah. That's about it.
Are you the only male?
Yeah. Because my dad has a brother, but he doesn't have any kids.
Right.
And my mom has a brother who passed, and he had one daughter.
So you're the only male to carry on the Mahoney name.
Yeah. Pretty much. We're going to have...
And here you are, like 40.
37.
Yeah. And you haven't even... you're going to get married.
Yeah. At some point.
At some point.
At some point.
God.
My fiance is much younger than I am, so... It's fine.
Okay.
It's
fine. All right.
That helps.
It's fine. She's healthy. You know?
Yeah.
She's good.
She's healthy.
Yeah, right.
Please leave a message after the tone.
I kind of have this issue. Deodorant constantly stains the bottom of my shirts under my pits. Why can't they make a deodorant that does not leave a stain? Let's figure this out.
They do.
Message deleted.
They do.
It's called Old Spice Wolf Thorn. Just don't get the antiperspirant, which you don't need. Just get the straight up deodorant. The antiperspirant, like the zinc or whatever the metal is in there, first, not good for you. Right. And second of all, will leave the yellowness. No, after switching to just straight up deodorant.
No, what about the, like, he's talking about the, like, the white deodorant stains on the underarms of your shirt. Because, like, I wear, like, a lot of black t-shirts.
And then, like, when you take it off, you see, like, that white.
Not even when you take it, even, like, after it's been through the wash and everything, there's still, like.
The deodorant that I use is 100% clear. It leaves no residue, no stickiness, nothing.
Yeah, but you always smell terrible.
No, I smell terrible.
KXTEFM HD1, Pahrump, Las Vegas. Live from the Dollar Loan Center, don'tbebroke.com studios. Your home for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show and Real Alternative, X107.5.
You take that right back right now, man, because Old Spice does a hell of a job when it comes to deodorants.
Especially Wolfthorn.
Wolfthorn,
Bear Glove, Kraken.
Bear Glove.
What's the Kraken?
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a Kraken.
See, I use the other Old Spice where it's like pure sport.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I know what that's about.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Switch to just a straight stick
Wolfthorn
deodorant. Leaves nothing behind.
Bear Glove.
I don't know. I might have to try the Kraken.
It smells pretty good. All of them do.
Glitz. Glamour. Fame. Scandal. Weight loss tea? It's Pop Trash!
So, Game of Thrones series finale took place on Sunday, and it pulled in big numbers, 19.3 million viewers. So,
on the first watch?
Well, it was 13.4 million people that watched it live, but then it got pushed up to 19.3 with the streaming and the replay numbers. Yeah. So, that's staggering for HBO.
For a premium paid cable subscription.
Yeah, they're saying that this is easily the highest for any show ever on HBO. The previous record was The Sopranos finale, which was at 13.4.
So
this at 19.3,
Wow.
Yep. So the thing that kind of surprised me is I saw a bunch of people who never watched the series who love to talk about how they never watched the series watch the finale. And you're like, I didn't like it. Well, you didn't know. You don't know who any of these people are.
Yeah.
What they did to get here. Of course you're not going to like it.
See, that's not fair to say that because I've never watched it, but I would.
I think if you didn't watch it and then you watched the finale, you'd probably be like, cool.
That's what I would.
Yeah, you're not
invested.
That would
be my case.
You're not invested in anything.
No.
Or watch like the episode before.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't hate how it ended. I just don't like how they did it, if that makes sense. The outcomes, okay, but how they went about that was where I really just felt cheapened. I felt like a whore, Dave. I felt like D&D, they left the money on the table, and I had to just leave.
I felt like it was just some over-the-pants action.
Okay.
Just wasn't satisfying.
Wasn't enough.
Wasn't satisfying. So Ric Flair is out of surgery.
Woo!
And the doctors say it was a success.
It was touch and go. Well, like, there was talks that he was brain dead.
Yeah. Doctors postponed the surgery due to complications that he originally went in for. Felt he was good to go on Monday. They operated as planned. Unclear exactly what surgery is performed, but there had been some heart issues that have been talked about these last couple of months. Doctors felt that his current situation was, quote, very serious. Had to pull out of the celebrity roast that was set for this Friday in Las Vegas, but doctors are still optimistic that he will make a full recovery.
You know, I mean, Flair being 70 years old, the fact that he wrestled as long as he did, put his body through what he did, partied as much as he did, and the fact that he's...
Steroids.
I don't know. I mean, probably, but not
I don't know either, but I'm just going to take a pretty educated guess that pretty much all of those dudes...
In the 80s,
In the 80s were juiced out of their minds.
Maybe.
Maybe.
I don't know. I can't.
Perhaps.
I can't speak on that.
Possibly. Yeah.
But I hope the Nature Boy, I hope this is he leads to a full recovery, you know, because we lose way too many wrestlers way too soon, traditionally.
So if you want to barf all over your nice clothes as you're heading into work today, just know that top Twitch streamers are making $50,000 per hour while streaming new video games, the Wall Street Journal said in a report that got published over the weekend. Industry sources confirmed the report, adding that $50,000 per hour wasn't even the highest figure that they'd seen.
Jeez. Oh, my God.
And the reason why is because these people that have huge followings on Twitch are definitely real-life influencers. It's not like the chicks on Instagram who just say that they're influencers. Yeah, they actually do influence what people are going to buy.
Ninja or whatever his name is, the fat dude who's making...
Wow.
Just stupid money. But
to give you an example, in 2019 here, Reuters... report that Electronic Arts paid Ninja $1 million to play and tweet about a game called Apex Legends. Wow. $1 million just to play it for an hour and tweet about it. And it, rightfully so. I mean, it's a $43.4 billion industry.
Mahoney, could you get into that?
No, I mean, the thing is, I mean, I would love to, but I don't have the patience to do the same thing like that constantly and be good at a high level. You know, you got to be able, I need something where I can, like, phone it in 4 out of 5 days a week.
But that's, like, also, like, another job, right? Ninja, like, you have to be, like, super
Ninja
focused.
Makes $500,000 a month from YouTube, $550,000 a month from Twitch, and $3.5 million a year, bringing his total net income last year to around $18 million.
Pretty good for playing video games and having blue hair. Huh.
Coming up next on the David Mahoney Morning Show.
I mean, that's at that point you are making as much as a lot of A-list Hollywood celebrities are making $20 million a film.
And you're just sitting in your house playing video games.
I mean, you're doing it like 8 hours a day.
But
like,
still,
that's the thing. Well, like, that's what you love. Like, whatever.
Well, you do love it until you're doing it 8 hours a day every day.
This is the David Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Have you ever had a really bad experience with an insect, a bug?
Yeah.
Maybe multiple bugs at the same time. Thomas is joining us this morning. What's up, Thomas?
Not much. I had an interesting experience when I was about 2.
Okay.
I played in a Texas fire ant pile. My parents found me just sitting in it, playing around. I was so bad, stung so bad that my hands could not squeeze into a fist.
Oh, my God. I mean,
yeah, I don't remember anything, thank God.
Yeah, I mean, at 2 years old, you don't really know any better. But I would imagine that... I mean, you must have been a pretty dumb kid. Like, as you start getting bit,
you're like,
dude, this is fun. Owie. Man, that is something.
What did your parents do? Did they rush you to the hospital? What ended up happening?
Oh, yeah. No, I went to the hospital. They gave me some cream. Yeah, it was fun. It's all a story now, so it's secondhand.
Finally, somebody on the radio brought the topic up of bad encounters with insects. You're like, yes,
this is my time.
Exactly.
All of these years later. Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate
you. Fire ants are no joke, though.
No.
Like, they get in your shoe or you step on them. Oh, my God. It's a nightmare.
Tim said, I got prison shanked by a hornet trapped under my shirt when I was 3. Like 15 times or something. Apparently, I didn't cry. Just stood there whining while my parents were like, shut up, Tim.
Oh, man.
You want one that's even worse? Uh-huh. Erica said, as a child, I got stung in the armpit by a bee.
Oh, man.
Oh, Sean. A red wasp stuck in my pajamas when I was about 9 got stung on my nipple, stomach, and the back of my knee. I hate wasps.
This is the David Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Red wasps just mean as hell looking.
Not the nip. But the nip. Oh. Oh, I just feel it. Just how tender it would be.
Oh, get some motion.
And the back of the knee, too.
Oh.
Oh, man.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. Weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
So plenty of stories about scorpions coming in when it comes to surprise encounters with insects, bugs that you don't want. Emily said, I was going to sleep, and I went to put my child to bed first. So I walk into her room, and there's a big old bark scorpion hanging out on her pillow. I just about dropped the poor kid to run out of the room in terror.
Every man for himself.
We've had one scorpion on our bed. We don't think it climbed up there, though. We think it got mixed in with the laundry.
Yeah.
And when we dumped it out there, that son of a bitch was stinging the bed. He was pissed off.
Uh-huh. That is my fear of just like climbing into bed and there's like a scorpion there. I don't like that.
Scorpions, spiders.
Yeah.
All of it.
You know, you don't want to be surprised by anything, but especially something like scorpions, just the stinger that they have. You know, like it's designed
to like hurt you.
Well, even if you step on it, it gets you.
And you know, like I said, if you have never dealt with scorpions, they are resistant to insecticides. When you have a guy, like if you have a bug guy come over, those aren't phased them. I mean, you can take a can of rain, it'll slow them down.
Sure.
But they are like built to last through a nuclear explosion.
They're like, they have little tanks on them. They have an exoskeleton of armor to protect it against stuff like that.
You have to like squash it.
Oh, yeah.
When you came over to my house last week when we were smoking cigars, you left early, but when everybody else was leaving later on in that night, we were walking down my hallway, and we're all like, you know, we took our shoes off in the house, and sure enough, in the hallway,
there's a scorpion.
There was like a 2-inch bark scorpion just chilling, and my buddy, you know, he's had a couple drinks, he's like, hey, man, there's a scorpion. I'm like, man, I got to kill that thing now.
Of course, you're the man of the house.
Yeah, I mean, I killed it, but I still, I had to, like, play it cool.
Yeah.
Because
like,
it's like,
oh, I got this.
Like, yeah. People around. It's like, it's fine to freak out when nobody else is around, but, like, when people are actually there, I had to just, like, walk over and just, bah!
Yeah.
That's right.
Dawn joining us this morning. What's up, Dawn?
Hi. Yeah, I've got a story about an encounter. I was 8 months pregnant. It was about 2 o'clock in the morning, and I couldn't sleep. I heard my cat messing with something, so I got up to go see what it was, figured it was a hair tie or something, and it looked like this giant spider, so I grabbed the closest thing I could find and smushed it, only to see, like, hundreds of baby spiders scattered.
Oh, no, the pregnant spider. The worst.
Burn the whole house down.
Yeah.
Burn the whole house down.
That happened to me one time. I was walking down the street. It was at night. I was going to check the mail at the mailbox, and the streetlights were on. Oh. And I see this big spider, and it kind of like walks towards my foot. So I'm like, screw you, and step on it. And just 1,000 baby spiders all over the place. And I swear, I tried to jump in the air like Neo from The Matrix and just hover there.
Yeah,
and it didn't work. So I was just like,
No.
Well, she was 8 months pregnant. That spider was also pregnant. Maybe they thought you were bros.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Talk about having mimosas together in just a couple of months' time.
Oh, our kids are going to be best friends.
Thanks for the call, Dawn.
No. One off our text line at 73100. My wife went to wipe away some quote-unquote dust where the ceiling met the wall in the kids' playroom, and the drywall had basically disintegrated, as it turned out that yellow jackets had gotten through the roof and chewed through the drywall. When it got wiped away, in they came.
Oh, they came in the house?
Yes.
Oh, the kids' playroom, too.
Oh, God. Dude, screw you, bugs.
Zach, what's up?
Hey, so I was in the Army, and I went in at 23. I grew up in the desert in California. I got shipped away to South Carolina. And when you're in the Army and you're a private, the drill sergeants just yell at you, tell you to do whatever. We're on this grassy field, and they're telling us to lay down and do some sit-ups. So I lay down, I start doing sit-ups, and I feel this bump, and I thought it was like a little bit of dirt. So I just move my back around, and I'm doing sit-ups. Next thing I know, I feel like this weird bite, and I'm like, oh, it's just a bug. So I kind of wipe it off my shoulder. Next time I go down to do sit-ups, I feel like a ton of bites on me. So I stand up, I rip my shirt off, and I have this drill sergeant yelling at me from about 30 feet away, and he's cussing at me, doing all kinds of crazy stuff. Starts running at me. I'm swinging the shirt at me, and I see fire ants all over me.
And that's how the song Petey Pablo take
like a helicopter, South Carolina.
Oh my God!
Did your drill sergeant stop yelling at you when he saw the ants, or did
was he like empathetic?
So when he got to me, he didn't realize what was happening yet, and then he saw them and stopped and helped swat them off me. I ended up in the infirmary for 3 days.
Oh my God.
Wow.
When I first got there, there was a like another private. She was helping the doctor. She started counting them, and I was wearing like essentially a gauntlet from my shoulders to the bottom of my ears of fire ant bites. She got to 300, and the doctor came in and was like, stop counting, run antibiotics and fluids.
Wow.
And they told me I was lucky to like not passed out and everything. I have a sensitivity now to ant bites.
Man, wouldn't that suck if like you're this badass, you go into the military, then you die from fire ants?
God.
Dang it.
That's not how I wanted to go.
That's not how I envisioned it. Yeah. All right. Thanks for the call, Zach. Appreciate you, man. Thanks for your service.
Thanks, man.
See you. Mike, what's up?
Like, I feel like Purple Heart.
Hey, what's going on?
For sure, right?
Yeah.
You deserve totally. Purple Heart for that.
300 fire ant.
Yeah. So, Mike, pretty vulnerable situation for you, huh?
Yeah, I ended up finding one of those yellow scorpions in my bathtub right before work.
You know, when you're getting into the shower naked,
you're so vulnerable.
Yeah. I mean, it's like
things are out.
Yeah, I mean, it's like you always hear about, you know, the horror movies where someone's in the shower and the killer comes in and there's nothing you can do because you're so vulnerable.
Yeah.
But when you get into the shower totally naked and then you find a scorpion in the shower, somehow almost worse than the killer.
Right.
So
then you have to go get the
raid. At least you can reason with the killer. Well, like, do you want money or something? Like, what do you want?
I don't think
you can drown a scorpion either, because they can definitely either hold their breath or swim, because I've seen scorpions dive into pools and come out the other side.
Not cool, man.
Not cool at all.
So what did you do? Did you just quickly step out of the bathtub? You're like, I guess I'm not showering today.
Exactly, actually. And then I ended up capturing him and kept him for 2 years later.
2 years?
2 years? Did you guys like become best friends? Like, what are you talking about?
Well, I mean, it was like the naked and afraid thing. I kind of just learned from the experience.
Did you name him?
And keep him. Yeah, he was a sleepyhead.
Sleepyhead?
Yeah, all he did was sleep. So I thought he was dead.
Are you sure he wasn't just dead? They do go into hibernation. Like, if you put him in a freezer, yeah, they can leave him in a freezer for like months.
Mike, were you kind of sad when Sleepyhead passed away?
Yeah.
Well, it was actually my fault he passed.
Oh no, you killed him.
Did you? Burial?
I like the slow roll. Thing. You're like, I'm going to get you back when you least expect it. And you feed him for 2 years and then...
Trusted you.
Oh, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate you. Erica, what's up?
Oh, my goodness. So I was really messed up. Oh, my goodness. I don't know why I went to the garage. Anyways, I walked into like this spider web and then I felt everything. I turned on the light. There was little baby spiders all over me.
So you were drunk and you walked into a bunch of spider webs?
Yes.
And there's baby spiders all over you?
Yeah. Can you imagine? I don't even know how I got there. I don't know what possessed me to go there. And, you know, no, it was horrible. MJ is my friend from, you know, the radio station. She knows I'm a hot mess, and she knows I'm not making this up. But, oh, my goodness, I walked into it. I had them all over. I was screaming. My husband comes out, of course, finds me all drunk because I'm not supposed to be drinking. So, yeah.
Oh, boy. All right, Erica, thanks for the call.
There is nothing that like makes you freak out more than when you unexpectedly walk into a spider web. There is no way to coolly play that off.
Nope.
No, especially like if you have it in your hair.
Oh.
No.
The hair on your hat, like your clothes, like, you find.
Wooded areas, like in the morning when you would go out. Like I grew, you know, when I spent summers down at the lake with my grandparents, Lake of the Ozarks in Missouri, you know, it's a pretty rural area. Mm-hmm. And every day you would go down from like the house to the dock, and they're like in between on the dock on all the rails, hundreds of spider webs.
Yeah.
Overnight, every night.
It's unbelievable. Joey, what's up, man?
Hey, so good morning, guys, first off. And then secondly, so my wife and I were up in Northern California. We were building a fence, you know, hammer nails. And she's like, sweetheart, come look at this bug over here. I go over, I look at it, I take the hammer, I smash it right as she's looking at it too, and all the bug guts all over her face.
Oh, what kind of bug was it, man?
Why is this like juicy?
Yeah.
You know, I was thinking it was going to be just a simple splat, but no, I mean, this thing was the nuclear explosion.
So she divorced you, took your kids. Yeah. You now pay a ton of alimony. I get it.
Four things took another weird turn, and now she's into bug porn.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
Having surprise encounters with insects, especially ones that sting or bite, never pleasant. Jordan said when I was 10 years old, I was climbing down a tree just for the fun of it. When I came down and went home, I noticed there was a huge-ass spider on my shoulder.
Mm-hmm. Like a little parrot.
Little Indiana Jones moment there for you. That's kind of nice.
Is that what that? You just, psh,
psh, psh, psh, pull out your whip, bull whip, and just brush them off. It's fine.
Nah. Nobody is that not afraid of spiders and is afraid of snakes.
Yeah, it's just nonchalantly.
That's,
yeah.
You're not brushing 1,000 spiders off your back, and then you're terrified by one snake.
Why did it have to be snakes?
Yeah, this one is coming from our text line. In Catholic school, a bee flew up my plaid skirt, and I ran around the quad screaming while it was stinging my butt cheek.
I bet all the dudes are like, oh, man, that chick's so hot. What is she doing, man?
What is she doing to me?
Ian, do you want to share your story where you got stung? I mean, in the ass is a pretty rough one.
Was it also when you were wearing a plaid skirt?
Yeah,
in Catholic school?
I was. Yes, I was actually playing in the front yard. I was playing by myself, and the ball I was playing with went into the bush, and 4-year-old Ian went into the bush and a hornet got me right in the eyelid.
Oh my God.
I had to go to the hospital because I was complaining of eye pain. They thought the stinger went through my eyelid and actually punctured my actual eyeball. But my face was swollen for five or six days after that. I'll bring in some photos for you guys. You can see.
Aren't you glad social media didn't exist?
Yeah, I'm very glad.
Because you know your mom would have put that on social media for likes.
It would have been viral. Honestly, there's a family photo. It's me, my face is huge, and then I have my Mankind shirt on.
Do you really?
Mr. Sacco.
Respect. Rose says, one time I was taking a shower and a wolf spider fell from the ceiling into the shower with me.
Dude, if there's a spider that is bigger than your hand, get a gun.
Yeah. Just get a shotgun, right? Yeah, just so you don't miss, just to be sure. And Eric said, when I was 10 years old, I went to put on slippers to go to the kitchen. Little did I know there was a cockroach in one of them.
Oh, God.
I freaked out, and it crawled up my leg through my PJs all the way up to my neck, and it came out and proceeded to fly out of the room. It all happened so fast, I didn't even have time to react. I just sat there in shock for a while.
Screw cockroaches that can fly.
Being from the Midwest, you don't have flying cockroaches.
Right.
Like, it's just normal roaches, like, whatever, you know? But when we went down to Texas and we discovered those, like,
superhuman,
that, like, could take a shoe hit. You can hit them with a shoe and they still come back for more. They get up.
I saw a dude get knocked off a motorcycle by one of those one time.
Coming up next on the David Mahoney Morning Show.
Like those giant beetles out here in the desert here, man.
Like, have you gotten chased by those? Yeah, Trace, I did, and it's horrible.
You got chased by one?
Yeah, by a beetle?
All right.
Trace, your engineer is here. He is an avid motorcycle rider. What's the biggest bug that you've ever had flown into you on your motorcycle?
A butterfly that covered my whole visor and stuck to it. It had zero visibility.
Yeah, it's a butterfly, so it's a good bug.
Yeah.
It's a nice, pretty bug.
Tracy gets taken out
it's
by a butterfly.
It's not a good bug when it makes you blind.
Yeah.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X1075.
Earmuffs. Can you hear my
performance? Cover your ears.
Blaine is joining us on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. What's up, Blaine? How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. Big fan of alternative music?
Oh, yeah.
Good. This will help you out today. So we have three songs. You're trying to get two out of the three correct. And these are all cover songs of popular alternative songs. But, of course, them being cover songs, sometimes they've taken a bit of some artistic liberties, if you will, in how they have performed these songs. You're trying to get the artist and the song. If you do that, you get a full point. If you get just the artist or just the song, you get a half point. Again, you get two out of the three. You win today. Simple enough?
Yep, sure is.
All right. 30 seconds of each song. I'll tell you when we are done with each one. Just let the full 30 seconds play out, and then you can make your guess. Here we go with song number one, and cover your ears.
I'm so happy. Was today I found my friend with my band. Now I'm so ugly, but the cake, so are you. Remember if I'll eat you. Sunday morning, like me, daddy, in a way you still forgot.
I mean, a doppelganger, if you will. Oh, wait, did we just lose Blaine? I think Blaine's phone just dropped. Okay, we'll go to our backup. Hey, Nick, how you doing, man? Nick, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, we just lost Blaine, so we're tagging you in, okay?
Okay.
Did you hear that first one, or do I need to replay it for you?
Yeah, could you replay it? It was really tough to hear.
Sure. Yeah, here we go.
I'm so happy. Was today I found my friend with my band. Now I'm so ugly, but the cake, so are you. Remember
if I know this one.
All right, since we played it, we'll let you go ahead and interrupt that one. What do you got for us?
I feel so bad that it made you replay it. He's nailing it.
Yeah, it's so good.
In Bloom by Nirvana.
You're close. It's half and half. So it's actually Lithium by Nirvana. It's
I'm sorry. Yeah. That looked bad.
It's okay.
Yeah. It's okay. You're good, man. You're good.
Half a point. I mean,
anyway.
For such a phenomenal performance, that was...
He did stumble a little bit in the middle. Just a little bit, but he picked it back.
You say stumble, I say artist interpretation.
All right. Here we go. You got a half point. Good job. Here we go. On to number two.
Hi, I'm a new horizon. I'm a brand new sky. The stars burn tonight. I'm a little divider. Do I stay or run away? Leave it all behind.
Wow, that was
beautiful.
Yes,
gorgeous.
Yeah.
Do you have any guesses?
That was Foo Fighters. I don't know the song title.
Okay. So again, half point.
You're still good, man.
You're still in there. You got a full whole point now.
Times Like These is what you were looking for there. Times Like These by Foo Fighters. But you're doing good. So you got a full point. You just need one more point in order to get the win today. And maybe we'll let you go to the bonus round should it be necessary. But here we go. On to song number three. You can win it outright here with the song and the artist. Boy, that guitar, I love that tone.
Yeah.
All right. For the win, what do you got for us?
Is the song title Gone?
No.
Okay, well, the band title's Lit. So. Yeah.
You're really good at getting half points.
Yeah.
That was My Own Worst Enemy by Lit. Not that easy, so we'll let you go on to the bonus round.
Dave, he's been very good so far.
He has.
Don't deny him the bonus.
I've been mediocre.
Half.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
You're still better than Blaine, who doesn't know how to work a phone.
Oh, well, yeah.
And his name is Blaine.
You're doing 100% better than Blaine. Don't make fun of his name.
You know what Blaine lines with?
Blaine's parents.
Lame.
Not really.
Blaine. And lame.
Lame.
Those rhyme. Those are rhyming.
No, they don't.
They rhyme.
No, they don't. No.
You don't know how to rhyme.
All right, here we go.
You know, Blaine's grade school education might have, not been fun for him, but.
Wow.
What?
Let's just get to this last
All right.
Someone whose name is Nick, and I know how rhymes work.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Gotcha. All right.
You're
makes
sick,
sense now.
Sick Nick.
Sick Nick. That's what it was, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Nick the Sick. Yes. Uh-huh. That's what they called him. All right. Here we go. But a final one in the bonus round here. If you just get a half point, you're going to win, okay?
Okay. I'm starting to
beautiful thing of beauty.
That bass, man. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Going to town on
it. Yeah. Yeah, that was really tough. I think Basket Case by Green Day.
Full point. There you go.
We knew you'd come through.
Yeah, man.
Sick Nick.
Sick Nick.
Sick Nick.
Sick Nick.
Okay, let's just go.
Congratulations to you, man.
You can call me Sick Nick a few more times. You know, I'll take the ego stroke.
Oh.
God, you're
really
such
awkward.
Weirdo.
This is so awkward, man.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
It's people whose lifetime goal is to own a fireworks stand. It's the Redneck Report.
All right, first up today in the Redneck Report, do you remember the underwear bandit from Oregon?
Vaguely.
He has been sentenced to 30 days in jail. An Oregon City man said he entered his neighbor's home and they stole her underwear. He's been sentenced to jail. 68-year-old guy by the name of Ronald.
Ronald.
Found guilty last month. First-degree burglary and third-degree theft. He was sentenced last Monday. 30 days in jail, 36 months of probation. He was arrested following an investigation that began last year. Police say that Ronald was caught on surveillance cameras on June 2nd of last year, entering his neighbor's home without her permission while she was on vacation. When she returned home from vacation, she learned that he had entered the house and she contacted the cops. He was initially charged with a first-degree criminal trespass. Police say the victim realized that her underwear was missing from her bedroom as the investigation continued. Like, you have to move, don't you?
Yeah. You can't live next to Ronald.
No. Because also underwear is expensive.
30 days in jail does not seem like enough.
For breaking and entering and theft on top of that?
Just being an all-around creep.
That is something that is just so creepy, dude-ish.
There's never been a woman ever that has broken into some dude's house to steal his underwear, unless maybe she was on heavy drugs. Like, no sober chick is ever like, man, I really need to smell what his boxers are like.
Yeah. If I had a stalker who broke into my house to smell my underwear, she would no longer be my stalker afterwards.
I give up. Never mind.
He checked all of the boxes, and I didn't know he'd also check that box.
What did you eat?
Good Lord.
Yeah, go to the doctor.
Consult a physician.
Speaking of Oregon, an Oregon father couldn't figure out how to explain his daughter's missing Girl Scout cookie earnings, so he staged a burglary to blame it on a bunch of other people that weren't him, but he was the one that actually stole the money.
A real piece of garbage.
Yeah, 40 years old. His name is Brian Couture. He called 911 on March 6th. Well, the reason, if you recall the story, because we talked about it previously, the reason why it's back in the news is because they did some digging into this whole thing, and they figured out what he had spent the money on.
Was he paying off overdue bills? Yeah. Was he giving money to the homeless?
No.
Did he donate to his local no-kill animal shelter?
No, he bought himself an erotic massager.
Are you sure? Oh, wait, an erotic massager or an erotic massage?
An erotic massage.
Because do they make erotic massagers?
For men? That's who does an erotic massage. It's an erotic massager.
No, I'm saying
he took the $700 from his daughter and he went and got the old Robert Kraft.
Robert Kraft only paid $100. What are you doing?
Man, you overpaid.
Inflation in Oregon is ridiculous.
This one's
you can't pump your own gas in Oregon, right?
That makes sense. Yeah, I'm not allowed to touch the handle myself.
Yeah,
somebody else has to pump my gas for me. A professional wrestler in Japan was reported on Sunday of attacking a man over a parking space. So, you know, like sometimes if you're fighting over a parking space, it can be pretty intense.
Things escalated
rather quickly in the supermarket parking lot when Kenji Abe, 40 years old, picked up the 47-year-old man and slammed him to the ground. Yeah.
So the guy bounced back up, I assume?
Yeah, sure did.
Or did he pin him afterwards?
The wrestler, who goes by the name Macho Abe Ken in the wrestling world, pinned the man to the ground, holding his head with his armpit. Police say that Abe admitted to getting angry after the other man cut him off for an empty parking space. The man who Abe allegedly attacked suffered a few cuts to his face and a couple other minor injuries, according to cops.
There is parking lot etiquette.
Yeah.
I am waiting for a spot, and just because you have a slightly better angle, but you come in well after I've been waiting, I'm going to fight you.
Yeah. That's fighting to the
totally
death.
Totally fine.
Yep.
Yeah.
And finally, a Florida man suspected of setting his ex-wife's house on fire led deputies on a chase in a vehicle painted to look like the General Lee from Dukes of Hazzard.
Now that the ramp was finished, General Lee was raring to take off like the Yankees at Manassas. That's Bull Run to all you folks up north.
He got into a Dodge Charger that was painted to look like the General Lee and led the cops on a chase. He ditched the car and then got into a GMC Yukon, and that's when authorities were able to pit maneuver him to make him stop.
That's what you never should have got out of the General Lee. You messed up right there, man. You could have outrun them, the Boss Hog.
You had to do was hit the ramp, get airborne one time, and you're clear, man.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Yeah, unfortunately, they knew it was him because he had set his ex-wife's house on fire, and when they actually did pull him out of the car, he had burns on about 15% of his body, so he had to get taken to the hospital for treatment before he got sent to jail.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, everyone. Lately, I've been watching stretcher fail videos. So it's people that are being carried into ambulances or hospitals in stretchers, and something happens and they fall. Someone lets go and they fall, or they fall off of it. I know I sound like a horrible person, but it is the funniest video. Please watch stretcher fail videos.
Message deleted.
Okay, that is very wrong to laugh at.
I mean,
and also very funny.
I've seen a couple, not like that I've sought out, that have just popped up on Reddit over the years.
Sure.
It's too risky. It's too risky because it's like you don't know if the person was really hurt beforehand or not. The one I saw was a criminal who got hurt and then the EMTs kept dropping them. Purposely or not, I don't know. It's
pretty funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just, I don't know. I don't want to pile on to somebody's already, worst day of their life.
I mean, if you're going to go down that road, just go with the old coffin drop.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
You ever carried a coffin?
What a nightmare.
They're heavy as hell, man. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I was at a funeral a couple months back, and it was a relative of my fiance's, and I'm the biggest guy there. And like,
probably not the strongest guy.
Certainly not the strongest, but I am the biggest. I am the tallest and heaviest guy. They're like, let's put Mahoney on the back.
You're like, oh no.
And I'm just like, oh my. And it's like one of these beautiful, like, it's like that super
like
high-end.
Mahogany.
Like the steel.
Oh, the steel.
Like, oh, so it was like heavier?
Beautiful. But I was like, it was heavy as hell. And I'm just like trying not to. And you're in like a suit and you're in like dress shoes, which have zero traction.
Zero traction.
And you're on carpets part of the way. Yeah, it was. That could have easily been one of that. I feel so bad for anybody who's ever experienced a coffin drop.
Oh, boy.
Please leave a message after the tone.
First off, I love y'all's show. Y'all are f***ing awesome. Sorry, freaking awesome. And I was just wondering, what the heck happened to Sylvia? Did she recover from ADC or not? I mean, seriously. Anyway, good day.
Message deleted.
Yeah, we actually addressed that earlier. Sylvia got pregnant at EDC, and so that's what was going
on.
Very
quick.
Yeah, very, very fast. Yep.
Yeah, very, very chilly over at EDC.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, that's why it's better. You know, it's like that's better for the lovemaking.
Yeah.
They say, you know, you get that point.
They say that you're more fertile when it's
like
cold.
Like, as a guy, aren't we supposed to, like, wear, like, ice things for our guy?
What?
You never heard that?
Like, your fiance is messing with you, man. She's making you freeze your nuts so you're not in the mood.
Yeah.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Heard that, man.
Hey, guys. My girlfriend and I have been having the dumbest argument we've ever had, and I thought you guys could help. When someone has a dimple on the bottom of their chin and it makes it look like their chin is a butt, is that called a butt chin or a chin butt? I think it's chin butt. My girlfriend thinks butt chin. What do you guys think? Thanks.
Message deleted.
No, man. It's a butt chin. Like, no, Ben Affleck has a butt chin.
No, it's a chin butt. Yeah, it's
a
chin
butt. No, it's not a chin butt. John Travolta.
Uriah Faber.
Uriah Faber has probably the best
chin butt ever.
It's not a chin butt
ever.
A chin butt would be your ass shaped like a chin.
How cool.
If your ass looks like Jay Leno's face, that is a butt or an ass. It's something.
It's a chin butt.
Chin butt.
It's a chin butt. I'm going to the plastic surgeon today and asking for Jay Leno's chin on my butt. How amazing would that be? Like, look at that dude.
Perky.
Donk.
OBC 2019, Night 1, June 6th, live at the Chelsea Inside the Cosmopolitan. Featured artist, AJR.
And that's how Jay Leno got pink eye.
It's top stories! Here's what's making news.
I hope this guy gets struck by lightning. But if there's any piece that comes out of a situation like this, you know that when bad people that are also morons have those two things married together, they're eventually going to figure out a way to ruin their life. And that's what's happening to this guy right now. A man was caught urinating on a memorial for a 9-year-old boy who passed away from brain cancer.
Oh, my God.
But he said, I was just drunk. It was a huge mistake. Brian Bellis, 23, was arrested and charged on Sunday after defacing the monument in New Jersey. The boy passed away in 2012. The memorial was dedicated to the man, or to the boy, rather.
Yeah.
And this dude says, I didn't mean to do it. I just had too much to drink, and I made a mistake. And luckily for him, he had a friend with him nearby that was filming him doing this entire thing.
Because usually when you're making a mistake,
you have it recorded.
Something like that, your friend records it. Okay.
Police say a family friend saw the video on social media and notified the little boy's relatives. And, of course, that's when all hell broke loose, and rightfully so. And this guy is going to get what he deserves.
Throw the book at him. Yeah. I mean, like, just what
the worst.
Garbage.
So millennials are very pessimistic about the future. Ian, you being a millennial. Sylvia, you're a millennial. Mahoney, you're kind of a millennial. Not really. Young Americans have an overwhelmingly negative outlook on their lives and the world. Ian, you seem like a pretty positive guy.
I am very positive about my life. Everybody else's, I don't care.
Dave, it's not just millennials. It's also Generation Z.
That is true. However, millennials are considerably more negative than Generation Z even. 55% of millennials believe that businesses are making a positive impact in the world globally. It represents a 6 percentage point drop compared to the 55% in 2018, down 76% in 2017.
Do you think it's because of the constant news, like the bad news that we're always getting, and then plus like the
news cycle is pretty exhausting.
Yeah, and then the articles about like Facebook and Google and like just
all of these tech companies that are just fleecing us of all of our privacy.
I don't think that that is even it. I think that could play a part of it, but I feel like where the real dread comes in is like house prices, job prospects, you know, quality of living. The quality of living, like our lives, you know, like you look at like how our grandparents and our parents traditionally worked. They worked for one company or they worked for like two companies
for
several years, and they were pretty secure. They weren't constantly worried about like turnover, where their next paycheck's coming from, those sorts of things. Job security was much more common back then. You could join a union, you can work for GM for your entire life, or Chrysler. Plenty of people when I grew up in St. Louis worked for that, or and had great lives. Whereas you go now, you know, we do all right, but it could all be over tomorrow.
Sure.
That's, I feel like, job security and just overall security as someone in our age. It's like we don't have that security like our parents had or our grandparents had.
But do you want that? Like, would you want to go work for the same company for 30 years and then retire?
My grandfather, so I am 37 years old.
Uh-huh.
My grandfather retired when he was 49 after 30 years for working for the gas company in Missouri. He retired, full pension, 49. He is now 80 something. And he
is still getting paid?
And he's still getting paid.
Really?
He has literally been retired all of my conscious life for the most part because, like, yes, I would like to work really hard for 30 years and then enjoy my golden years. I don't know if I'll ever be able to retire. Do you feel like you're ever going to be at a point where you can comfortably retire and take care of your family?
Like, could you retire at like 49? Working?
At 49? No way. No way.
Even at 59?
Yeah.
Well, now, 69. No.
Come on.
Well, you can start collecting. You get your full Social Security at that point if it still exists. I see why. Like, I get why there is this sort of dread that exists because I feel it. I'm happy with everything that is going on my life in general, but it is scary to think about the prospects because the world is changing at light speed compared to what it was.
I don't feel like people work for the same company for 30 years anymore.
No,
I also don't feel like a lot of people work just one job. Like you're able to do a lot of stuff.
But are you able to really? Yes, we are able to. Oh, I can go work for five companies. You know, you and I have worked for several companies in the span of the last 15 years. Hustlers. But where's the security that comes along with that sort of thing other than what we are doing on our own? Yes, what we're doing on our own.
I think that we've all just gotten to the point where we realize that we can't count on anyone else. Like, no one's going to come along and save
us. But it's not even about counting on somebody else. It's about being able to even get to that point of being able to retire, or am I just going to work for the rest of my life? I see why people are dreading that thought.
Well, save your money, man.
I am saving my
money. Well, then, you're all right.
I mean, actually, I'm not saving my money.
You're not saving your money.
But I'm eating really poorly, so I'm not going to make it to 49. So,
see?
There's my retirement plan.
Yeah. be dead before the retirement's supposed to kick in. 1 in 10 Americans would prefer a week in jail over moving.
Sure.
You would take that?
Week in jail.
A week in jail?
I'd pull a week in jail.
No, you couldn't.
I'll sleep all day, man.
Man.
He's not doing anything.
What? You can't sleep in jail?
No, I'm going to put a bar of soap and a sock and hit you with it every time you try to fall asleep. I'm also going to take the week in jail just so I can torture you in jail.
Uh-huh.
Get you initiated into a gang.
That's right.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Like, we're not taking him.
Yeah, no, he's a...
He's got a little tear.
We're full. You're a gang. What do you mean you're full? We're full.
That's
the first
recruits.
Time ever. That's we're full.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Here's today's question for another show.
It's Know the Show with Dave and Mahoney.
I got a letter in the mail from my HOA saying, you have in your yard. One single they take a picture of.
What was in Mahoney's yard? He had a letter from the HOA because his neighbor dimed him out.
How did I find out about that neighbor, too?
It's not really the question, but whatever.
I feel like the other question's too easy. Anybody can take a shot in the dark at that. Well, make it too easy.
That's good, right?
702-791-1075 is the phone number. We do have some tickets to go see Brightburn. It is evil finding its new superhero. Brightburn is a dark twist on the classic superhero genre. Brightburn is scary as hell, and it hits theaters this weekend. Also setting you up with a $100 AMC gift card.
Have you seen the previews for Brightburn yet?
I have not.
No.
It looks really interesting. It's like if Superman, you know, like you've got your coming of age story, but instead of being like, you know, a good guy like Clark Kent was, he's evil and a serial killer.
Huh.
What?
Fun.
So yeah, it's an interesting take on the superhero genre.
X107.5, good morning. What is your name?
Hey, what's up? It's Frank.
Frank, what's the correct answer?
Dude got weeds.
One single weed. Oh, okay, Frank, I know you listen. How did Mahoney find out about who dimed him out?
Yeah.
That neighbor of his.
Yeah, but how did he know which neighbor it was?
Oh, I don't know, bro.
Mahoney went through like 5 days of Ring camera footage.
Which takes way longer than you would expect.
It takes a long time. Yeah.
My pettiness knows no bound.
That's right. And you got him. God. You got him. And found out that neighbor has a whole bunch of weeds in their yard.
They so
a
picture.
Guess who's going to be getting a sternly written letter?
And guess who's got a much higher quality camera to take photos with?
And guess who also just bought a bunch of seeds from the store to ensure those weeds never stop growing?
Can you buy weed seeds?
Weed seed? I mean, probably.
Thank you, guys.
You know what you should do is you should just buy like some bad weed from your local drug dealer with all the seeds and stems in it, and then throw that in their front yard. Then they start illegally growing marijuana plants in their front yard.
You can't even find bad weed anymore. It's like almost impossible to find bad weed. Like even 10 years ago, we did a thing on a show, or 11 years ago when I was living down in San Diego, we did a bit where we were trying to find bad weed.
Hello?
Frank,
what the hell just happened?
He did say, like, thank you, guys, so I think he's trying to, like, cut us off.
Oh, yeah. Here, let me put you on hold, buddy.
You guys are great.
You have a great day, man.
Ruining my bad weed story. Right. No, you can't find bad weed anymore. I challenge you.
A friend of mine that I was down in Turks and Caicos with bought some bad weed from
Turks and Caicos. I'm talking about in the U.S. of A, here in Las Vegas.
Yeah, no, the island weed is not up to snuff with the...
Was it even weed?
I don't know. It looks kind of green brownish. And
it's just oregano. Old
oregano.
Way out in the land of the setting sun, where the wind blows wild and free, there's a lovely spot, just the only one, that means home sweet home to me. If you follow the old Kit Carson trail till the desert meets the hills, oh, you certainly will agree with me, it's the place of a thousand thrills. Home means Nevada, home means the hills, home means a sage in the pine, out by the Truckee silvery rills, out where the sun always shines. Here is the land that I love the best, fairer than all I can see. She's deep in the heart of the Golden West. Home means Nevada to me. One more time now. Home means Nevada to me.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.